It's been a tense 24 hours in the remote Aboriginal community of Yuendamu, about 300 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs. Northern Territory Police have taken the unusual step of issuing a travel warning for the community because of continuing family disturbances. Residents say the trouble is linked to a recent stabbing death in Alice Springs. A police tactical response team is on its way to the community to try to calm things down. Sarah Everingham reports.
Northern Territory Police say the recent violence at the large community of Yuendamu began about 24 hours ago. They say today five cars and a house have been set alight. Police weren't available for an interview today, but in a press release say they were called to numerous fights involving groups of up to 50 people. They say many of those people were armed and there are reports five people were injured. Stephen Nimmo, the Vice President of the Northern Territory branch of the Australian Education Union, has been trying to monitor the situation at the Yuendamu School from Alice Springs.
What I understand of the school at the moment is that the staff and students, or about 20 or so students, are at the school. The school gates have been locked and they're all inside and feel safe, away from the troubles happening outside the gates. Obviously what happens at the end of the day is something that, possibly a logistical issue as to whether the kids stay in longer than the normal school day or whether they get escorted out. Is potentially a problem, but I understand that the teaching staff feel safe and are told that they're not actually in any way targeted as part of the trouble.
Stephen Nimmo says it appears the trouble has been brewing for several days.
I was out at a nearby place, Tilmouth Well, which is just down the track from Yuendamu, just on Saturday, and there was certainly an increased police presence there. And I was talking to some teachers from Yuendamu who were telling me that, yeah, there is quite a lot of tension in the community. And obviously it's come to a height today.
Earlier this week, police increased their numbers in Yuendamu because of ongoing threats of violence between families. Police say the situation was exacerbated by the death of a Yuendamu resident in Alice Springs and the subsequent arrest of two people over that death. Frank Barder, a long-term resident of Yuendamu, says the trouble in the community is linked to the stabbing death.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's directly linked.
Is it fair to describe it as payback?
Not in a traditional sense. It's a little bit more chaotic than that.
What do you mean?
Well, a long time ago, payback used to be very ritualised and so on, and now it's just it's not quite the same now. It's a little bit more less sort of structured and so on.
Northern Territory Police have issued a travel warning for Yuendamu, asking drivers to avoid going to the community until the problem has been resolved. No arrests have been made, but police say the offenders will be dealt with. A police tactical response group is also being flown into the community. Frank Barder warns against drawing conclusions about Yuendamu and worries what this will mean for the community's reputation.
All I know is that in situations like this in the past, people have tended to overreact and make it sound like it was a war zone. And whilst, as I say, the place is tense and there's been some fights and disturbances have taken place, a few cars got burned down, and it's not necessarily over because that tension's still there. At the same time, I can say that at the moment things are very calm and that it doesn't affect sort of non-Walbury people that are not directly related to the incident in town.
Stephen Nimmo from the Education Union is also worried about disruptions for children's education.
The violence in the community will automatically lead to fewer kids attending school. When I say there's 20 kids at the school, there's normally an awful lot more than 20 kids at that school. So that's obviously having an immediate effect, and you're not sure how long it's going to take before attendance levels return to normal. When this sort of incident happens, there's often relocations of family groups away from the community, which causes a certain amount of unrest. And on the longer term, it makes it very difficult to staff remote schools, because if you're thinking of working remote in the Northern Territory and you look up Yuendamu and you find, violence and lockdowns as the first things on your Google search, you're probably going to think of maybe working somewhere else.
Stephen Nimmo from the Northern Territory branch of the Australian Education Union, ending Sarah Everingham's report.